You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you can shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. We started earlier today with our team ranking from 53-1, ranking the 2013 Cleveland Browns as we look ahead to 2014. To recap, 53 was Greg Little, 52 Devon Best, 51 Willis McGahee, 50 Darius Eubanks, the undrafted free agent linebacker, 49 O'Neal Cousins, which brings us to number 48 on our list here. And the next five guys that really didn't get a whole lot of opportunity, but guys that we thought, you know, at the bottom of the roster, if they were turned over, we wouldn't be surprised.
Right. We go to number 48, and these will actually be back-to-back tight end positions, these next two. But we're going to start with Kevon Milton, a guy you noticed pretty much as a special teamer, not much of a contributor at all to the tight end position. Falls under that category of a guy that fills out a spot on the roster. You kind of looked at that spot and said, okay, after Jordan Cameron, you really had no one who replicated or came close to that athletic ability, that pass-catching skill that he brought. Gary Barnidge gives you that next guy who is more of the traditional, a little more of the blocker, a little more physical, can do a little catching, but nothing at a tremendously high level. And then Kevon Milton was pretty much a guy that just was there and did okay on special teams. I think that's where I noticed him a couple of times, but nothing beyond that.
Right, and that's just it with a lot of these guys. Not a whole lot of opportunity for some of these players here that we're going to be getting to, and that's just kind of the nature of the beast. That's kind of the way that the cookie crumbles there for those guys. We'll follow that up with another tight end. Came to the team late in the season, Andre Smith, and he's somebody that didn't really get a whole lot of an opportunity, didn't do much. He was with Dallas early in the year, then came to the Browns on November the 26th, didn't record a catch, didn't do much. Andre Smith, that's why he finds himself on this list here right now. Because to me, it's a little bit different. I think we were making with guys at the very, very bottom, guys who played and showed that they weren't guys that we wanted to continue with.
Right.
And then that kind of got us this natural progression where now it's guys who didn't really get much of a chance, but we'll see what happens. Kevon Milton, number 48. Andre Smith, 47.
As far as our approach to this, and I'm glad you brought that up, at the very bottom you had recognizable names, but it was more pronounced, their lack of production or their lack of impact, their disappointment, all those things was magnified, which is why we felt it was better to start at the bottom with those players. And you could essentially say these guys fall into the category of being truly bottom roster guys. But in our mindset, when we looked at this and we agreed, we didn't even there was no argument at all that we both felt what we had at the very bottom of recognizable names like Little and Bess had to, you know, belong there. McGahee belonged there because they were significant. They were supposed to make significant contributions and fell so far short of that. At the wide receiver position, we go to 46 now, where this team needed help. And unfortunately, anybody who was kind of brought onto this roster along the way just did nothing to move that needle at all.
And my guy Brian Cordell Roberson never got his chance.
Your guy Roberson from training camp that you were in love with. He was your pet cat.
That was my
camp
guy.
Brian Timms at 46 as another non-impactful wide receiver.
Yes, and a guy who ran 40 routes and produced 12 yards receiving. That's not going to get the job done. Didn't make a lasting impact. Could be somebody we see again this offseason, but if we don't, it wouldn't be a massive surprise there. That brings us to number 45, Eric Martin, the linebacker, an undrafted free agent out of Nebraska who came to this team. Again, not much of an impact, didn't get an opportunity to really do a whole heck of a lot, and that's why he finds himself at this point on the list.
Yeah, he definitely falls down in that particular area, and now we move it to 44. And that would be Garrett Gilkey from the offensive line. Now, Garrett's an interesting guy. You look at him as a seventh-round draft pick, so what would the expectation be? Not enormous by any stretch of the imagination. he, to me, is curious in this newer scheme. I have a feeling, you know, as big as he is, I do see a guy who maybe athletically could possibly do some things on the move. He might be a much better player on the move, and this could be a salvaging opportunity for him. He didn't do a whole lot last year, but remember, he wasn't, you know, looked to as someone who was going to play a whole lot. The rotation of that guard position stayed among experienced players like John Greco and Sean Laval, Jason Pinkston, of course, coming back from the
Pinkston, he had the heart issue, and then he was hurt when he came back.
So he had a double issue, man.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's multiple guys who had, you know, I was going to go to Desmond Bryan, and he had the heart.
He had the heart issue as well.
But Garrett Gilkey never got in that rotation in any significant way, and I think part of that was largely because of lack of experience, certainly. I don't know. You know, he did backup work. He did kind of scout team stuff. Now to see him in this scheme, it'll be curious to me. I know he's unlikely probably to crack a final roster spot on this team, but he gets a fighting chance in my book now.
Yeah, I think that he's somebody that will be around and will get, as you said, that fighting chance to maybe stay around and see if he can adapt to this system a little bit better than the other system that he was running before that. And as we close out this five, that closes it out. So our bottom 10, as we did it, number 53, Greg Little, number 52, Devon Best, number 51, Willis McGahee, number 50, Darius Eubanks, 49, O'Neal Cousins, 48, Kevin Milton, 47, Andre Smith, 46, Brian Timms, 45, Eric Martin, and 44, Garrett Gilkey, which means we have a couple offensive linemen, three wide receivers, two tight ends, a running back, and a couple of linebackers thus far.
That's what we have to this point, and we'll continue this going forward tomorrow. So we've got the 10 guys covered. We'll keep this process going, and we want to hear from you. I mean, call us up on this and give us your thoughts. Maybe you just see it the way we see it, and, you know, okay, fine. And I can understand that, too. Maybe there's nothing outrageous down here that tells you, yeah, okay, guys, tell us what else is new, 216-578-0850. But we still want to hear from you. And we're going to hear next from Gerard Cherry. He is going to join us on this show in his usual spot right here. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. We are driven by Liberty Ford. And what station is this, Nathan?
ESPN 850 WKNR.